Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast and, of course, 94WIP.com. He's known to be a jokester.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
And he joins us right now. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, ESP?
Are you coming down to our Striking Out Cancer benefit? You going to be here?
So, I really want to. But I'm flying back from the combine that day. So I'm going to try to see if I can get an earlier flight. But as of now, it looks like I will not be able to join.
Well, if you're working,
it looks like it's going to be a good time.
If you're working, you're working.
Right.
There's nothing we can do about that. All right, Elliot. So as Ike and I look at the free agent market for Nick Foles, and well, first of all, let me ask you: do you think we're going to franchise Nick and get this great draft pick, and you think it's ridiculous? I think it's ridiculous that the Eagles think that they're going to do that.
Yeah, I just think the chances of pulling it off, it would just so many things would have to go right. First, Foles would have to feel that he's going to get his most money through the franchise tag, but the issue with that is the team that's trading for him would have to be willing to pay him that. And also, Foles is going to have to want to go there, but if he wants to go there, he can just go there as a free agent. So, look, maybe Howie will be able to pull it off, but from the outside looking in, it certainly seems like it's going to be extremely hard to pull off a Nick Foles trade.
How does that work? If the franchise tag is applied and he signs it and they trade him, the other team has to pay him the $25 million this year, right?
Correct. I believe there's a window for renegotiation, but as soon as the Eagles place the franchise tag on Foles and he signs it, he's guaranteed $25 million this year. So even if you're another team and you're able to renegotiate, if you're Foles, you're not going to take anything less than $25 million this year because you already have that guaranteed. So just financially, it wouldn't make sense for Foles to take anything less.
It takes away the leverage of the team, and we learned that with Kirk Cousins. Why would Kirk Cousins sign this contract when they keep franchising him and he keeps making more and more money? Why would he say, yeah, now I'll sign a $20 million a year contract? It makes no sense. But so, Elliot, let's say he becomes a free agent and the Eagles are like, no, we can't make it happen, or it's just too much of a risk or whatever else. I don't see a great market out there for Nick Foles. There may be teams that will say, sure, we'll sign you, but we're going to draft somebody. We're going to draft somebody in the first round. You're kind of the placeholder. Maybe Jacksonville makes sense. Maybe they decide that they'd rather go with a less pricey alternative and they draft somebody. I don't think that's going to be a huge market for him.
Yeah, that's why I've been saying since day one, I think Nick Foles' best destination is just to stay in Philadelphia. Because I know Foles wants to start, but if Foles goes to some of these options you look at, I mean, Oakland looks like they're going to maybe keep Carr. Even if they don't, that's not a great destination. Miami is not a great destination. I know everyone points to Jacksonville. Jacksonville has been terrible for most of the last, 10 years or whatever, and then they've had one good year. So I really don't think that's the organization Foles wants to attach himself to. I know he wants to start, but what Foles always says is he wants to go to a quality organization, with similar qualities to the Eagles, to be honest, and I just don't look at some of these organizations that are listed as possibilities and see anything close to a great organization out there.
I got one for you there, ESP.
I bet I can guess it.
Yeah, he's not coming back here. But those same qualities that you're talking about, man, could he find a better spot than the New England Patriots?
Wow, I wasn't going to guess that. I thought you were going to say the
as
Giants.
A backup.
No, I'm talking about the Patriots. Can he find a better – if he has to go be a backup somewhere, right, under the same scenario we just painted out, instead of coming back here and being the backup, looking for those same qualities that you want in an organization – front office stability, great structure. Obviously, you know what Bill Belichick is, and if he's going to be a backup, man, who better to be a backup to than Tom Brady? Could you see that possibly happening?
Yeah, I mean, look, if Foles is going to be a backup, certainly that's a great spot to go. I mean, it would be – if I'm Foles, I'd much rather stay in Philadelphia because there's a way better chance Carson gets hurt than there is Tom Brady. But, I mean, I would rather stay here if I were Foles. But if you're the Patriots, why would you want to spend – that much money on a top backup as opposed to if the Eagles should just do it. But I agree. I mean, look,
well, how much money? What do you mean? How much money?
$5-6 million
You said you don't want to pay Foles to stay here. Why would the, by that logic, why would the Patriots pay him? You just don't want Foles here. It's not about not paying a top backup.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm talking about why wouldn't New England, if I'm talking about what type of salary, you're talking about $5-6 million, $7 million If I'm Bill Belichick and Nick Foles is on the market, I guarantee you Bill Belichick will snatch up Nick Foles as a backup quarterback to a 42-year-old Tom Brady. A 30-year-old Nick Foles? Man, come on.
Yeah, that would be an awesome landing spot for him. But if I'm the Eagles and I hear Nick Foles is going to take $5 or $6 million to go to New England, I'm saying I'll give you $7 just to stay here.
You know why the Eagles are moving on from Nick Foles. Just like I know why the Eagles are going to move on from Nick Foles. They're not going to bring him back here as a backup.
I know they're not, but I think it's a mistake for all the reasons you just mentioned. But. Look, I think I agree with you. New England would be an awesome landing spot. If I'm Nick, I would love to go there.
But why is it a mistake? But Elliot, why would it be a mistake to not bring him back?
Go?
Yeah.
Because your quarterback has ended the last 2 years on the bench. If it wasn't for Foles, you probably are not a – I mean, you maybe win one playoff game 2 years ago, but you don't make the playoffs last year. And at the end of the day, there's only how many good quarterbacks in the world? 20, 25 quarterbacks? The Eagles have two of them. So why would you let one just walk out the door? The Eagles got here by investing in quarterbacks, and now to all of a sudden just let one of, you know, the actual legitimate starting quarterbacks in the NFL leave, I think it's a mistake.
Well, I mean, and we're talking to Elliot Shore Parks of 94WIP.com, Go Birds podcast, and of Twitter fame, of course, Eagles Twitter. There's nobody better than Elliot.
But the king of Eagles Twitter.
You know the reason. You're the king of Eagles Twitter. You know the reason, right? You know the reason why they wouldn't.
And GIFs, which I can't right now.
Ike's not allowed to. But you know the reason why the Eagles aren't going to bring him back is it causes a distraction.
It causes lack of harmony
in the locker room, as we witnessed last year.
Was it a distraction last year before Carson got hurt? Before Carson went down?
Yeah, I think it was.
I personally don't think it was.
Nick Foles was barely talked about last year. Yeah, on the outside.
By the fans, yeah.
You're talking about on the outside. That wasn't the issue. We're talking about inside the locker room. We're not talking about an outside distraction. We're talking about inside the locker room.
So you think inside the locker room before Carson went hurt. So I'm talking about before he went down after the Dallas game. Right. You think having Nick Foles in there was an issue?
Well, I don't think whomever went to Josina Anderson talking about targets would do that if there wasn't a better or another option there for them. Like, I don't think that stuff comes out the way that it does if Nick Foles isn't there as an option. In other words, if it's just Carson Wentz and Nate Sudfeld, I don't think you got players on the team really going behind the starting quarterback's back doing this type of stuff. To me, I think that only happens because players felt like there's a better option there for them.
Well, that's certainly interesting. But the thing I would say, if you believe that, that's even more reason to bring Foles back. If you think you have players within the locker room, especially guys on the offense, saying that they think Foles is a better option, you're just going to let them walk? Like, you're just basically hurting the franchise.
You don't let players run your franchise.
That is a fair point.
You don't let players run your franchise. So that's why they have a front office. So they run the franchise. I mean, that's why players get caught up in their emotions. They may feel one way 1 month. You know, out of sight, out of mind. Exactly.
Come on, Elliot. That's what I would say. And if Nick's always in there, then he's always in sight. And there's always those dreams about him in the Super Bowl and leading the team back last year. As much as I like Nick Foles, I can't bring him back under any circumstances.
I'll acknowledge it would be a bigger distraction this year than it was last year. I will acknowledge that. But at the end of the day, I would rather have two really good quarterbacks on my roster and pay just in case something happens. I am, based off of Wentz's injury history. I think that's a better move. So you talk about other options out there for Nick Foles in free agency. If I'm Foles and I'm sitting out there and my options are from the Dolphins, the Jaguars, I would seriously consider coming back. Now, I know you're saying the Eagles don't want him back, but I would at least, if I was Nick, see if that was a possibility.
All right.
I got news for you. Nicky Six probably don't want to come back here.
He probably does not want to until he goes out to these other organizations and sees what it's like out there.
Well, but here's the other thing, though, Elliot, and this is what people need to consider. And I don't think this is bad of Nick. It's an uncomfortable situation being that guy. It's uncomfortable to him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he wants to come back and have to deal with that either. And I mean, if he, like, for players, they want to have a peace of mind. They want to enjoy coming to work every day. That's what they want to be able to do. So I think it's run its course. You got the most out of it as you could. And Nick will always be an Eagle. But if you want to win and if you're going forward with Carson Wentz, you got to move on from this love affair with Nick Foles. It's the ex-girlfriend that you keep having around, even though you keep saying, I'm committed to you, baby. I'm committed to you. I love you. But she's there. It doesn't work.
Let me say that. I've been having this debate about Nick Foles for the past 2 months. Like, that's the best point, counterpoint anybody has made yet about how it would be uncomfortable for him. So that is certainly a good point. I will give you credit for that.
There you go. I'd say TKO in Tokyo by Ike Reese.
There we go. I finally lost an Eagles debate.
All right, Elliot. Talk
love
to you, man.
Brother.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
Appreciate it. There he is, ESP. You covered in the – now, are you a southpaw boxer, or you go the other – turn it around?
Listen, I try to keep this thing on the surface for the sake of discussion. You guys make me dig deep into stuff, and I just got to actually hit you with reality with a lot of things. And I don't really like doing that because I don't want to discourage everybody, you know. I love you guys.
Well, you have your dad cap on today, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.